everyone, and welcome to Digital Filipino Talks. And my guest for this episode is the founder of PhilippineHistory.ph, Ms. Gloria Melencio. Hi, Gloria.
Hello, Ms. Diana. Good afternoon.
Gloria, when it comes to Philippine history, I mean, a lot of people rely on traditional wiki websites. I guess you can say that the likes of Wikipedia is the most popular in this area. That's why when I met you, I was very surprised to see a person like you, very passionate about history and even put up a website and even a business about it. No?
Yes.
So can you tell me more on how did you started with your website? What motivated you to make it a reality and clarify or share information about Philippine history?
Well, it started as a hobby.
Okay.
I love writing. My passion is history. And I've been writing articles about history for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked myself, why should I not publish it as mm-hmm. a popular article? Because at the same time, I'm a journalist.
Okay.
So there is a plenty of articles, there's plenty of information that goes beyond the 4 W's and 1 H, the who, what, when, where, what, and mm-hmm. how. Why should I not publish stories that also tackles the whys and wherefores of the lives of people in the past?
Mm-hmm.
And so that gave me an idea in putting up the PhilippineHistory.ph. I have historian friends
mm-hmm.
who can also write articles, and all I do is edit them,
mm-hmm.
Shorten them for it to become exciting, challenging, palatable,
mm-hmm.
and follow the journalistic rules of being brief, succinct,
mm-hmm.
and with style. It can be written in such a way that it becomes popular, so that people or particular students be interested in it.
So making it more modern. I have a personal bias on history. Basically, last year or 2 years ago, I was able to watch a museum. I was able to go around a museum tour called Zero In,
yes.
And where the theme then was periphery.
Mm-hmm.
And from that exhibit, I somehow got this idea that got me worried about all the history books that I've read, and of course the way we study here. Philippine history or social studies has always been about dates, remembering people,
yes.
dates, and not really about what really transpired, and especially with the exams, no? And then there's this idea also of the danger of a single story, because if the same story gets told in that matter, and the historian or the story writer can more or less dictate how we perceive what our history is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if I'm asking you the right question, but when you write articles for PhilippineHistory.ph, is this also to agree with what was in history books, or are you now in a position where you're trying to clarify or correct also on what gets written or what was published out there?
Well, the sources of the articles are primary sources. When you say primary sources, they are the materials in the archives,
mm-hmm.
in the National Library,
mm-hmm.
the memoirs, the diaries. So they are not secondary sources. They are not books
mm-hmm.
at all. So we go to the heart of data gathering. We go, we get to interview the relatives of the heroes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So the data gathered from them are all primary data.
What are your challenges in comes to sustaining a project like this, and how do you go about that challenge?
The first challenge is offering them interesting articles to read about history.
Okay.
So that's publishing online.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite article at the moment that you've published on PhilippineHistory.ph?
Well,
that really got a lot of attention.
One was about the Warais, Summer and Leyte.
Okay.
The Warai people, because my mother is a Warai, so I got interested in writing about the warais. It is said that the word warai means nothing. Nothing, wala. Warai.
Warayan?
Yes, but warai. Uh-oh. Warai God. But actually, in history, we have concocted, we have invented a lot of warai word. Warai God, warai upay, warai kunta. When talking to the Spaniards, so actually the word for the Spaniards was a bad word because they said, oh, these people always talk warai, always say nothing. When they ask, who were the people who have been meeting here? Who were the people who do not want to be baptized?
Warai.
Warai. So actually, it is a word of empowerment. Mm. It is a word of, say, valor and bravery.
So how did that article caught attention online?
Well, it is a way of correcting the misnomer that the warais are the people with nothing or the poor people. Mm-hmm. Actually, the warais are the haves. Mm-hmm. The warais are the courageous and the brave people.
So, Gloria, because of the typical history materials that get published online, they're usually very long. I guess it depends on your appreciation of the subject. It can be boring or it can be interesting. So, how do you write it in such a way that it's going to be palatable or interesting to the current generation of readers who are very active in social media and that likes to read stuff in snippet, who scans, and who just want the information straight out to the point in the first 10 seconds they can already decide whether this is the article that they want or not?
As for the content, the big challenge for the content is the misnomer that history is a boring subject.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that you can change a boring subject to an exciting and challenging one when you write an article or a feature that addresses the problem of length, the style, and content. So we write historical articles with depth. Third challenge for writing articles about history is exploring new avenues.
Mm-hmm.
This online publishing is a new venture, mm-hmm. quite a new venture. So we are yet testing the waters. Gain a lot from attending seminars sponsored by Digital Philippine Club. So it helps really a lot.
How do you go about opportunities or opportunities, and how do you explore your potential to the point that you can make a site like this sustainable and profitable? Kasi like when you see the other initiatives like Wikipedia, it's all funded by donation.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the historical websites are also funded by donations or funded by foundation. But in this case, since this is a passion, but at the same time, of course, if you can make it sustainable, how do you now embrace opportunities, commercial opportunities, where you can integrate them to your business, but at the same time, of course, without compromising your content? What have you explored recently, or what are you currently doing right now?
Oh, well, right now I'm trying to link with people.
Okay.
Because linking with people, I think, will help a lot in making the site have more visits, mm-hmm. and more readers.
Okay.
And at the same time, seeking around advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
Without sacrificing the content of the Philippine History.ph.
So I guess when you say advertisement, we're talking about sponsored pages.
Yes, sponsored pages.
Sponsored history pages.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do companies now respond when it comes to the idea of sponsoring history pages?
Well, initially, I've talked to friends.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, kaibigan mo na yung tatanungin mo. So actually, they're positive about it, and because they are not only helping me as a friend, they are also advocating a certain passion, a certain a principle. So they got to believe in it. They know that writing about history and publishing it online means a lot for each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. It is actually liking history is liking yourself. Loving history is loving ourselves as a people.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the past, loving the past is reviving our collective memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe may help not only the readers but the nation as in the future in general.
Okay. So what are your plans for this year?
Well, this year will be exciting. For 2011 will be exciting and challenging. So I'm exploring every avenue. I'm linking with everyone. Besides talking with historians, talking with journalist friends. So it will be a challenging year. It's okay. A bright future for the website.
Okay. So all the best to your endeavors, and I'm sure that a lot of people will be interested in Philippine history and support causes that documents it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gloria, and thank you everyone.
Much.